For a moment, there was silence. As the storm, it hesitated. And like the shadows in the room, on his next word, it waited. As Beethoven tried to remember the exact moment when he crossed the line, did he lose his soul with one cruel act, or with little ones that piled up in time? Then Beethoven wondered what one's soul was worth. Is the price the same the day we die as it is upon our birth? Then he turned towards fate. There was anger in his eyes. Could his present plight upon this night be something she'd devised? Why did you deal me such a hand? Was it all chance, or was it planned? As throughout my life you toyed, did you regret or just enjoy? Now Fate was quite stunned by this unexpected attack. But she never lost her flawless grace as she gently replied back. Mephistopheles has made you an offer. Now I will make one too. Together we will go back through your life and every act review. Together we will go through your years. This thing I can arrange, and anything you wish me to. This very night I'll change. Now Beethoven thought, was this a trick? But a trick he could not see. So he did the only thing he could, which was, to this new offer, he agreed. Forgive my outburst, Beethoven said. You take kindness to an art. I will gratefully accept your proposal, if you'll just tell me where we start. In looking back, Fate replied, I see your youth was wild. But if one really wants to know the man, one has to know the child. And with those words, the room around them did slowly fade away, replaced by one from his distant past, where as a child he had once played. And there he saw himself as a young child, still a long way from the grave, where anything was possible, and any dream could still be saved. He was sitting at a piano, but there was sorrow in his eyes, and no child's eyes should have sorrow, but the composer knew the reasons why. His teacher had just struck him. The mark was still clear upon his face, as were the tears that followed it, whose path one could still trace. And somewhere in his deepest thoughts, the composer could still taste. The child was writing a melody to distract himself from his pain. And the elder Beethoven, watching this, could not be restrained. He entered into the small room and sat next to the child, which startled the boy for a moment, until the elderly gentleman smiled. Then he played the song the child was writing, and where the melody was rough, Beethoven added three small notes. But those notes, they were enough. So in the year 1778, on a beautiful summer's day, to a young child's ears and an old man's fears, the Sixth Symphony was first played. Fate then whispered from the darkness that his time here was at an end. But as he was getting up to leave, the child asked, would they ever meet again?